The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing fine as well, and we are full swing into fall. An interesting week of weather that we had, and it's into the fourth quarter we go.
Yeah. I mean, it's already, yep, October and rocking and rolling.
Yep, and you know, last week's show was, you know, we were just into October, yep. and now we're kind of digesting what happened in the third quarter of this year and, you know, where things are going to go from here, if you will. And it's, an interesting week in the market this week. And, you know, I got some personal takeaways from it. Was wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, more volatility. And like you always say, Doug, volatility is not always the market's down. The market, you know, spiked higher two of the days. I mean, I think it was something rough estimate of 5% up, you know, roughly.
I think it was 7, wasn't it?
I thought it was 5. But
okay, whatever. That doesn't matter.
Don't hold me to it.
It's insignificant. It was up significantly on 2 days.
Yeah, big moves. And, you know, and then, you know, you've seen just some choppiness and just, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's...
So here's my takeaway, is that I think when you look at all the information that came out this week, the significant decrease in mortgage applications, the significant decrease in home purchases, and the slowdowns that are getting reported out there, that are taking hold, is that I think all these rate increases are starting to filter through the system now. Mm-hmm. When we see, if you look back historically, when you go through extended rough periods of time in the market like we've been, you know, right now, you start to get some really, you know, big volatility and some big swings right before you may come out of this. So we could be setting ourselves up for a good close to the year here. And that's it's very, very important, and I think it's very critical for people out there to know and to understand. But when you go back and you analyze, you know, circumstances and situations, also have to understand and realize coming out of a situation like that, it's historically not best to own what you owned going into a circumstance like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, Doug, I hope you're right. You know, kind of agree with you there somewhat. But I think there's still a lot of unknown days coming up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think we're in that really, there's periods of time that the market gets into a really hypersensitive mode, if that makes sense, where the littlest thing, good or bad, you see a spike either
right.
way. You know what I'm saying? So I think we're in that overreacting mode. I did feel like the market was way oversold, too much pressure to the down, way overreacted to the downside. I mean, you know, you get gloom and doom, like the world's coming to an end. I didn't exactly agree with that. And, you know, I I got to tell you, it's my personal opinion. I think the Fed made a real mess of this. I really
do.
Oh,
no doubt. I agree with you 100%.
You know, I think it's just...
I think they overdid it. And I think his commentary was terrible.
Yeah, I don't think we need to be going through... I think the commentary is what's putting the stock market into gymnastics, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
So we're in a very weird circumstance, Mike. And when you go back, and I don't know if it's going to exactly play out like this. Nobody's got a crystal ball. No. I don't have one. You don't have one, right? You know, we don't know. The best thing that we can do is study things that have happened historically. And what could very potentially happen here is bad news for the economy is going to turn into good news for the market.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And, excuse me, Doug, but to this point, every time, like, the CPI number, consumer, you know, price index comes in hot, you know, like, the consumers out there spending and doing things, the market gets slugged. Sure, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. We're waiting to hear unemployment spiking, consumer sentiments down. We're waiting for all those bad news stories to come in.
And we've said it for decades on the show here. It's one of the weirdest things and the hardest things for people to wrap their head around intuitively is that why would bad economic news be bad for the market? I mean, be good for the market. And how come sometimes really good market news is bad for the economy, right? It's just, it's the way it happens. Now, there are periods of time where they do move in lockstep, right? You know, where good news for the economy is good news for the market. But it's when we get to extremes on either end is when you go back and you look historically and you say, hey, you know what? I could really make a good, you know, educated guess here of what's going to happen based on what's happened in the past. No guarantee, again, as I'm saying out there. But I got a funny feeling it's going to happen like that.
Yeah, and you know, and the other big thing too, Doug, is the Fed has set us up with this tough talk about raising rates, and we're going to continue to raise rates, and you know, basically, don't look for us to back off. And somewhere along the line, they're going to have to hit a point where they're going to have to come out and say, okay, it's been enough. And that's going to be very dramatic, I believe, to the stock market, to the upside.
Right.
You know, with the day they come out and say, all right, I'm done talking tough.
How about if the day he comes out and he potentially says, I overdid it?
Never happened. I don't think.
Probably not.
I don't think they would admit a mistake.
Probably not. Right. I agree with you. So, you know, Mike, it's very interesting. And there's a lot of data out there. And there was some stuff that, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about here during the show about, you know, just some data that I think is really, really important for people to understand and to, you know, realize, you know, what potentially is going on out there. And, you know, how many times, Mike, since like the 1920s, has the market been down more than 20% in any given calendar year?
I don't know.
Five.
Yeah.
That's it. Right? Now, but that being said, is that during the year, mm-hmm. there's been some very, very, very steep declines, right? If you go back and you look historically, like I've got data up here from 1980 until the end of the second quarter of this year. And this is from the Guide to the Markets put out by J.P. Morgan Asset Management. And we got this sent to us. And right here, it says, Mike, how many times do you think, and I know you wouldn't keep track of this, but how many times do you think since 1980 until the end of the quarter of this year, was the market down during a year in excess of 10%?
Again, not sure. I'd be speculating and guessing. So not really, you know, sure of the amount. But I'm going to say a significant amount of time. You know, I know you said the end of year was five. I'm going to say multiple times more.
21.
There you go. So four times more.
And since 1980 until the end of the quarter of the second quarter of 2022, that many times the market has been down greater than 10% during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how many times during that period of time do you think the market actually finished that year down greater than 10%?
Well, you said it's been five that it ended the year down. What, 20%?
20, yeah. 20 is a lot different than 10.
So there's some room between 10 and 20. I'll go eight times.
Five.
Bobby? again.
Since 1980.
Okay.
Five times. So in all those times that during the year it's been below 10% down, it's only finished the year more than 10% down five times.
Yeah.
So am I telling you that we're going to rally back so strong this year that that's one of those years? No, I don't have a crystal ball, and I have no way to possibly know that. Okay. But what I am trying to emphasize to you is that this is not abnormal to get market behavior like this during the year.
Yeah, no, I agree, Doug. And, you know, and again, just to kind of summarize on this thing is that this is the first inflationary period we've seen in a very long time in our economy, right? So what's very normal also feels very new to the investor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, history is kind of, you know, if you go back to those days, that's what kind of happens. And, you know, Doug, it's this show, we speak to the micro, right? To the individual, do something about your situation, think. And we always open the show with a big macro section, you know, section talking about the economy and the markets and stuff like that. But to me, I think at the end of the day, it's that old adage of, and I'm sure people have heard this, you're never as really as good as, you know, what you look, and you're never really as bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. when it comes to numbers, or, you know, and a lot of times you'll hear that in sports. Ah, well, they're not really that good, or they're not really that bad of a team. And I think it kind of applies here. You know, I don't think you should, when it comes to investing, don't believe the press clippings all the time of when you're at all time highs, you're the greatest investor ever and it's never going to end. And when it's as ugly as it's been, it's not the end of the world either. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you're accurate, and there's no, you know, it's a fair statement. There's no doubt about it. Now, here's the problem, if you will, in us coming out and reporting this, what I'll call good news to people,
yep.
is that they will sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, I listened to Doug and Mike, and they said that, you know, historically this is what's happened. But this winds me back to what I said earlier, is that in many, many circumstances, the things that you owned into a bad market are not the things that'll take you out of the bad market, and you may need a rotation in your asset allocation.
Right. And you know what, too, Doug? If you go back through the years, I know probably more so me than you, always screaming about let's go before year end, before there's moves that need to be made before December 31st for tax purposes, etc., so on. So I've always felt like October 1st to December 31st is super important to look at your stuff,
mm-hmm.
and make sure everything's in order before year end. But I got to agree with you. I think it's magnified this year what's taken place. It's, what do you own? Is that going to come back if the markets do come back? I think there's things such as what's inside your portfolios for the sake of, is there tax ramifications, right, Doug, to you know, losers. And I think it's more important now than it's been, I don't know, since 2008, that your stuff needs to be looked at from October 1st to December before this year ends.
Sure. And you know what else, Mike, is that there's if you own, let's just say, mutual funds, for example, mm-hmm. is that, you know, they'll have capital gains distributions. Now, you may see some capital gains distributions, you know, this year, and turn around and say, why am I paying capital gains tax when such a terrible year? Now, here's something that's very important, is that we have a tool offered to us through BlackRock that we can go out through our relationship with them, that we can go out and we can do a tax analysis of your portfolio for you, if you'd like. Put it right in there. You know, mutual funds around now are going to start to tell people what their projected, you know, capital gains are for the year. So we can go and we can run it through the system and say, hey, this is what you're looking at right now. And, you know, is there moves that you should be making to minimize any impacts, or more importantly, to maximize something that you're entitled to?
Sure. And here's another thing, too, Doug. People are going to forget, or they kind of forget, is coming into this year, everything was going well with the markets.
Right.
So if you have managers and mutual funds that didn't sell last year but waited to dump some winners into the beginning of this year for tax purposes and kick the cap gains can, if you will, into 2022, don't be surprised. There could be cap gains coming.
That's
to you
what
on,
I'm saying.
On investments. That, you know, so, you know, again, we have a short memory. We forget. Well, up until December 31st, you know, things were pretty good for people.
Yeah. And that and folks, all that stuff needs to be done in advance. So if that's something that you're interested in us doing for you, running an analysis of your, you know, your non-qualified portfolios and seeing what your potential tax liability is, please reach out to us. By all means, we're happy to do it for you. There's no, we don't charge you for it. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But let us run it through the system for you.
Doug, what do I own and why do I own it? Right. Reason one, what you just stated, right? The
mm-hmm.
possible tax consequences. Two, what's going to happen if the market, where am I positioned if this market comes back and comes forward?
Right.
Three, what's my, the big one, what's my risk tolerance?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I at with everything, right? One of the oldest questions, what do I own and why do I own it? How does it fit into my financial profile? Those are three big reasons right now that jump off the page at me. Of why you need to know what you own and why you own it.
You know, Mike, that's, you know, over the years, it's important for people to know that, you know, we're constantly educating ourselves and staying up to date. Now, I know that what do you own and why do you own it is from one of the legendary investors of all time, Peter Lynch.
Sure.
That's who we got that from. And we're
yeah.
like, I remember when we heard it and we're like, brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, we should be talking to our people about this. What do you own and why do you own it? That's, we don't expect our clients to be, you know, investment product or investment geniuses. But what we always like to say is that if you're out at a cocktail party, we'd like you to be able to say what you have and why you have it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To the best you can. Also, do you got anything that you want to add right now?
Yeah, one last thing.
Go ahead.
It's not an embarrassment to say, I don't know that, and to come forward.
Oh, no, it's intelligent.
You know what I'm saying? So don't think like, oh, I should know that. I'm embarrassed to say I don't
right.
know what I own and why I own it. And I have, you know, maybe a couple $100,000 worth of investments and I don't know what I own.
Right.
That's not an embarrassment. That's not to make you go hide and say, I don't want to be embarrassed.
No, no, no. It's a really smart thing to do. As
right.
a matter of fact,
right.
it's quite the opposite. Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to hop to a break here. But pay attention to the spots during the break here, folks. You're going to hear about our dinner that we have coming up here on October 26th. And, you know, we're really excited about it. We're getting back out on the road again. We're coming out to see you guys, and we want you to join us. So please pay attention to the spots that are coming up in the break here, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Well, it's been a long time since we've had the opportunity to come out and see you all in person, and we are thrilled to announce that we are hosting a dinner and you are invited. On Wednesday, October 26th, we will be hosting a dinner presentation where we will discuss savvy IRA planning. Most people have IRAs or some sort of retirement plan. We will discuss some ideas on how to try and maximize assets and minimize taxation, how and when to take distributions, and making sure you have beneficiaries set up properly. We will discuss ideas related to the taxation of these accounts as well. So come out on October 26th at 6 o'clock to Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Enjoy some good food and discussion. We really have missed being able to come out and seeing you, and we hope that you come out and join us. We will do our best to give you easy-to-understand information that you may be able to implement immediately. You'll also receive a copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning as a gift from us to you. So call now to 855-262-3722. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Call 855-262-3722 to join us on Wednesday, October 26th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Again, the number is 855-262-3722. 3722. Call now. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and glad that you're spending some of your time here with us. And, you know, we hope we're bringing you some good value. And, Mike, what I want to take some time and talk about right now is a mistake that we see often that we really think is a big mistake and people should try to avoid it. And what that mistake is, people will often try to make a financial strategy or a financial plan around a product mm-hmm. or a financial instrument mm-hmm. as opposed to the other way around. And what I like to equate it to, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, is that some people, that's like going to, you know, Home Depot and buying windows and coming home and, you know, saying, okay, I've got these windows now, I want to build a house.
Right.
You know, and people may have some sort of financial instrument or financial vehicle that they use to accumulate, you know, money during a working lifetime, that now are trying to use that exact same vehicle to supply income for them in retirement. This is just an example, and that might not be the appropriate thing to do.
Yes, and that's a big topic that we're going to talk about, because our experience finds that that happens more often than not, and they just people. I guess, you know, okay, I'll take it to the ground floor here, if you will, and I have some money, and you know what, I want to get involved. I want to invest.
Right.
I want to do something with my money. And then, fortunately, unfortunately, you know, my buddy was telling me about this, or he or she owns that, and I should do that. And you run off and you buy something without ever applying it to your situation, saying, well, how does that help me?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you said, we love our analogies. Me running to the store today and buying a chainsaw. Well,
what'd you need a chainsaw
yeah,
for?
Yeah, Doug owns a chainsaw. I ran to the store and bought a chainsaw.
Right.
But I may not have any trees on my property.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then somebody says, hey, Mike, you know, Doug owns a chainsaw because he's got a forest behind his house. And,
right,
you know,
right. So the bottom line is it's not that a chainsaw is a bad thing or right. a bad product or whatever. It's just it may not be the right product or applied to you. And that's where we find a lot of the mistakes kind of start and happen.
Yeah, and what happens that very often is that people may even read an article someplace, like when it comes to financial instruments, right? You can go and listen, I don't know how many people still buy magazines, right? But whatever. If you go and you buy a magazine, you know, one of the financial, you know, publications, and you could go in there. I mean, if you remember back, Mike, in the 1990s, maybe even early 2000s, you know, Forbes would always put out this list, you know, 10 mutual funds that you need to own immediately, yeah. right? And you go and you read those, and, you know, it's okay, well, but maybe that financial instrument or financial vehicle is not appropriate for you. Maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. So people don't understand that. They don't, because they don't understand money and they don't understand the uses of money and they don't understand financial instruments, that they go about doing it. Now, we want to propose to you a much better way that we feel as though, in our opinion, it is to go about planning the whole strategy. So why don't we talk about that, Mike? You know, people are like, okay, but you're great. You're telling me what I shouldn't do. Why don't you tell me what I should do?
Right. And, okay, well, it's, you know, again, it's something that takes basically just sitting down and saying, what do I need? Where am I at? Not what do I need in a sense of strategy-wise. What are my concerns? What are my needs? Maybe, Doug, can we give, like, maybe some sort of an example so people can relate to it a little bit easier? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that possible to say, like, oh, I'm 58 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure. I'm 58 years old, right? And you're sitting down and you're talking with your spouse or mm-hmm. whomever, and you're like, you know what, let's really start to talk about this whole when are we going to retire thing.
Right.
You know, and you sit down and you say, okay, you know what, when we're eligible for Social Security for the, you know, the full retirement benefit at 66 and 7 months, whatever age it is, that's when we're going to retire. So we've got, you know, in your example here, Mike, you've got 8 years, right,
yeah.
to go. So, fine. But now what do we want that to look like?
Sure. And then you start kind of saying, where am I at now? You can say, well, all right, I'm 58. The wife and I, the children are out. They just graduated college. They're off, you know, so it's us, you know, I want to retire, like Doug said, at full retirement age, which is 66 and change. And then you start pulling all your pieces in to see where you're at. Okay, how much do I have in the retirement plan at work? How much do we have in a bank? Kind of like the where are we now, you know, to start putting a plan together, a strategy together to get to where I want to be at 66 and 6 months, let's
say. And then you got to, so what you need to do then is you need to say, okay, when we're, when we are that age, we're going to need some additional income from, you know, in addition to the Social Security that we have coming in this hypothetical example we're given here. Okay, great. How are we going to get that? What are we going to use? What financial instrument is appropriate for us in our circumstance? It could be to provide us with income during our retirement time. Do we need, are we concerned about having some thing that's guaranteed? Is guaranteed not important to us? You know, what is, what is it? And then research the marketplace and see what is available to help you accomplish that objective.
Right. And part of the sit down is when you're doing that and you're saying, well, we do retire, and a lot of people start with, well, if we stay where we are in the house, Doug, you know, I got to figure it up. You know, we need about $5,000 a month. So we need about $60,000 a year to be able to live here and live comfortably. And then, like you said, okay, what's the Social Security? What's, you know, you start pulling these pieces together, and that'll help you kind of like, what's the goal? What's the strategy? What do I need to do to get there? And I think that'll help you if you think about it. Okay, I need to get to there. We're going to need X amount of income from other sources. That may keep you from running out and buying that chainsaw I'm talking about.
Right. We understand you don't have any need for it, or it may in fact be dangerous for
you.
So then you, and then, so you're going to start talking about that, right? What do we need for income? Another thing I want to suggest that you start to think about and you talk about is, what impact is taxation going to have on us at that point? You know, and do we need to start to think about that now and prepare ourselves for taxation at that point? Is there places that we can put our money where it's tax favorable for us in, you know, retirement time, or it's tax advantaged, or whatever the circumstance is, right? Because taxation, it's not controllable, right? You can't get, to an extent, we can't control the rates. We can help control what's taxable and not taxable in our income by using appropriate financial strategies or vehicles.
Correct. And Doug, that's one of the, you know, so here we go. We're starting to build out, if you will. Okay. So the first piece we put in was, you know, I need X of income. And then now you're talking about a shoot coming off out of taxation. And I'm going to add one about what's our medical expenses going to look like?
Right.
I insurance, supplements, and so many people, when they plan, they fail to realize or think about, and I know you're going to get to the next one, it's but I'm talking about medical, taxation, and the third one being inflation.
Yep.
Which we're seeing right now, right? I mean, you know, let's go back in time. I'm saying a 58-year-old, 66, 8.5 years we're talking about. Let's roll back 8.5 years from where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing at the grocery store?
Right.
Were things as, you know, what was...
Were they less expensive now than they are today?
Yeah.
That's the question right there. And in most circumstances, they were less expensive than they are today.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, more left in the checkbook at the end of the month is you're not, you know, maybe what you used to buy for $75 is now maybe costing $90.
Right. And, you know, Mike, one of the issues that people face if they're not working with us is that you can lay those ideas down, but then going and finding the appropriate tools to accomplish those objectives, if you don't have a robust knowledge of the industry and the financial instruments that are available, you may be missing out on some things. You know, it's just, it's like, you know, we keep using the Home Depot as an example, because it's a very good example. You know, you may be wanting to do a project in your house, and then you go and you, I'll give you an example. I didn't know that there's a special saw to cut PVC. I didn't know that. I went to Home Depot.
I would have hacksawed it.
Right, exactly, right? And I went to Home Depot, and I spoke to one of the people there, and they're like, oh, no, here's a saw to cut PVC with. Oh, man, when you got the right tool, yeah, it makes the job so much easier.
Yeah.
Because to your point, yeah, you would have hacksawed it, right? You'd have been like, and the appropriate, you know, the appropriate tool right there is unbelievable.
Doug, that's another example that we can get people to relate to is your financial house that we're talking about. We always call it your financial house or whatever, is no different than your dream home. If we said to you tomorrow, you're going to go build the dream home, you just wouldn't run to the store and start buying shingles and windows and all that stuff. As Doug started this conversation, you're going to go see an architect and you're going to sit down and you're going to put a plan, a strategy,
a blueprint,
right? Yeah, there you go. You know, the living room's going to be this big. The window's going to be, you know, and is that to your liking?
But you know what's important and ironic, Mike, is that before you go to the architect, you know what you want.
Right.
Right? You know that you want three bedrooms.
You do, but that person's going to certainly give you ideas and maybe make it easier, make it better, or things you never thought about.
That's my point. That's where I was going with it. Yeah, you have a general idea. Yeah, this is what, you know, this is what I want. This is what, you know, how we want it. And, you know, we want to put a window here, you know, a big window here. Well, the architect may tell you, you put a big window there, your house is going to be 1,000 degrees because you're not thinking about the direction that the home is facing in and the sun that's going to be pounding through that all day, right? They could very well bring that value to the equation here. And the same thing goes for us when we sit down with somebody and we say, listen, I understand that you have this financial instrument here, and in certain circumstances, it may be a very good instrument. But for what you want to do, it's not. It could be harmful to you, and this is why. Or it could be, hey, that's a great idea. That fits perfectly into your shit. You don't know until you sit down and you start to design this. You know, we were talking about an architect with a blueprint for a home, a financial blueprint, if you will, for your, you know, financial life. And that's what, you know, one of the things that we do very well for our clients is we design these things in simple and easy to understand, you know, terms, and we express the thoughts and the ideas so that you get it, you understand it.
Now, I will say this, Doug, we're having this talk to try to get people to stop just haphazardly going out and doing things that are just not meaningful to their financial blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I do understand there are people out there with things already that need to get a financial blueprint.
100%.
Okay, so I don't want to give any misgivings here, and people say, oh, well, we already went off and bought that and did this and did that.
Well, that's how...
And made our share of mistakes, so there's no hope for us. That's not the case.
Right.
But we're just trying to tell you how you... the thought process of how it should be done.
Yep. Well, you know, Mike, that's what I brought to, you know, the opening of the conversation with, you know, you are trying to, too many people are trying to build a strategy around a product rather than build a strategy and then go get a product, right? You know, that's it at the end of the day. And that's what we want to do for you. We're offering the opportunity. There's no cost or obligation to come in and have a complimentary consultation with us to sit down and let us start to talk to you about this. And you would be amazed. We can get a pretty good draft going in 45 minutes to an hour meeting. You know, we can have, you know, I think it's a transformational meeting when we sit down and go through this stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, Doug, that you just brought that up about time. And so many times when people call and they want to come in for the first time, and how much time are you talking about? And I always say, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how much we talk with each other. And sometimes, and I know you feel this way too, like, we don't want to run it real long, a meeting, and we want you to feel like it's not painful coming in.
Right.
But when you think about it, your financial future, if you will, to be able to get so much done in 45 minutes is kind of crazy. How can you not be willing to invest 45 minutes of your life on a financial, that's something that's going to financially impact you maybe for tens of years?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And you know, Mike, it's amazing. And the thing is that the reality of the situation is that we've spent the last 30 years of our lives crafting our skills so that we can get it done in that period of time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
a couple of weeks ago, I had a little cyst on my back I had to have taken off. And listen, it took him minutes to do this, right? But he's, you know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with this?
And it took years to grow it.
Right.
Kind of like us in a financial role. It takes years for this to happen.
Right.
And it takes us 45 minutes to get a good drafting going.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's, you know, that's the same thing. So we want you to take advantage of the opportunity to come and sit down with us. Our number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Reminder for you, while you're listening here, we've got an office in Toms River right on Route 37. We've got an office in Clark, which is right off the Garden State Parkway on the corner of Central Ave and Raritan Road. We've got an office in Parsippany, which is right smack dab with the 287-46 right there off of Cherry Hill Road exit up there. We've got an office in Martinsville, which is right on Chimney Rock Road, which is just off of Route 22. So, you know, everything is easily accessible to you guys. And we are, you know, we're old school. We'll come and we'll make a house call if that's what you would like. And we're also new school. We can offer you, you know, virtual meetings, whatever is most comfortable for you. But you just got to remember this, is that we can't call you. You need to call us. And, you know, just pick the phone up and don't be shy and give a call, 855-262-3722. Anything else you want to add here, Mike?
I think we're good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
Well, it's been a long time since we've had the opportunity to come out and see you all in person, and we are thrilled to announce that we are hosting a dinner and you are invited. On Wednesday, October 26th, we will be hosting a dinner presentation where we will discuss savvy IRA planning. Most people have IRAs or some sort of retirement plan. We will discuss some ideas on how to try and maximize assets and minimize taxation, how and when to take distributions, and making sure you have beneficiaries set up properly. We will discuss ideas related to the taxation of these accounts as well. So come out on October 26th at 6 o'clock to Aqualoo Restaurant in Toms River. Enjoy some good food and discussion. We really have missed being able to come out and seeing you, and we hope that you come out and join us. We will do our best to give you easy-to-understand information that you may be able to implement immediately. You'll also receive a copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning as a gift from us to you. So call now to 855-262-3722. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Call 855-262-3722 to join us on Wednesday, October 26th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Again, the number is 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. And we're glad that you're investing some time here with us and really hopeful that, you know, you're paying attention to the spots that we have about the dinner that we have coming up, Mike, because that's really, you know, exciting. And I'm so happy to get back out there on the road again and start seeing people. We're starting down, you know, in the South Jersey area. We'll be coming back up to North Jersey area. So, you know, we're really excited to get out there. And we hope that the listeners and you listeners out there, you know, join us and come on out.
You know, Doug, it's going to be a great night, all that. We're revved up. We're looking forward to it. But the last dinner we did, and I think you know this, was February of 20, right before COVID. Don't you remember? We actually had a dinner before this whole COVID was even the rage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And since then, we have not had an event, a public event that's out, you know. So
Long time, man.
I'm looking forward to it. Always a good time. Love.
Hope we still got it.
Meeting.
2 year layoff.
You're like Tony Bennett, Doc. Don't worry, you can go forever. But
if I knew a Tony Bennett song, I'd start to sing it right now.
But anyway, but it's great to meet new people. It's great seeing. I know a lot of time our existing clients come out and say hello. So it's just always great. It's going to be great to be there.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. What have you been up to lately? I want to kick it off here. You know, we only have a few minutes on it, but something important I want to talk to. I had a conversation with one of my clients who is who's still working. And she's over the age of 60, and it's important. And she has a significant amount of money in her 401k.
Yep.
And watching what's been happening here, reached out to me and said, is there anything I can do with my 401k funds to, you know, make sure that I'm still in good shape when I want to retire? And you know, is there any options that we have to look at with those, you know, with those funds? And while every company is different, whether they allow it or not, there is law on the books that if you're over 59 and a half years old, you may be able to do an in-service distribution and take your money from your 401k, move it into an individual IRA, and use a different type of product or a different investment vehicle or something of that nature. And it made me so happy that she called and asked me about that because, as you know, if you're a client of ours, we preach this to you on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I'm going to call it a technique. It's a great technique, great strategy move. Call it what you may, but it's fantastic. And a lot of times we've utilized that in the past with clients because I'm getting ready to retire in X years, and they've crossed that threshold of 59 and a half, and they're allowed to do it. But, you know, from 60 to 65, it's a long time in the investment world. You know what I'm saying? And a lot could happen, i.e. this year, 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to get yourself positioned or making moves that's going to kind of make sure the plane comes in for a landing when you retire, this is how you go about it. Strategy is a better word.
Well, you want to know something, Mike, is that there's a lot of people listening to this show right now who their most significant asset, and for some people, their only retirement asset is that 401k that they have at work. So when you get markets that happen like this, they start to panic a little bit, and I understand it. So I want to let you know that if you're above 59 and a half years old, there may be some very good strategies that we can look at for you. Is, you know, we'd have to look at your overall 401k and make some, you know, inquiries as to whether or not they have in their plan document for in-service distributions and, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, it's something that we could definitely sit down and look at with you and see if it makes sense for you to take advantage of something like that.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that, Doug, that you brought that topic up, because I actually have a review with an existing client of ours that's a business owner, and, you know, called me, contacted me about the market and things he heard on the news and all this about the economy and stuff. And I started reiterating the things that we have in place for when he retires. And I said, you know what? We'll get together. We'll go through it all. I'll show you where some of your income projections are pointed to, you know, at certain ages and stuff. And, you know, you'll feel a lot better. And because what happens is people forget, you know, you get caught up in the moment. Everybody gets caught up. You go home, you put on the news at night tonight, and the stock market tumbled today, right? They always have these tumbled and crashed. And, you know, these buzzwords that kind of, you know, open your eyes. And truth be told is, yeah, that's true. Market was down today.
You know, the reality, Mike, I'm glad that you brought that up. Reminded me of something that I used to say all the time is that, you know, the market is a lot like an elevator, right? It goes down and it goes up. But, you know, when you turn on the news and it says market plunged or market soared, who would get on an elevator if the button didn't say up or down? It said plunge and soar.
Yeah.
No, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Mike, let's get on the elevator. Okay, what do we got to do? We got to plunge here, buddy. We got to plunge. Right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's just dramatic. And sometimes it's just, again, Doug, the client that's been with us, I just said, you know, let's, you know, again, what do we own? Why do we own it? What's my strategy? What's in place? You know, yes, the market's down. Where am I at with all this?
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, you know, you got to look at strategies and you got to look at, you know, things that are set up. And, you know, one of the things that we're really, you know, big on is making sure that the inheritance plan is set up. Nobody's got a lease on life, right? And we don't know, when we talk about the inheritance plan, a lot of people just immediately think, okay, later in life's, you know, late 70s, 80s, 90s, inheritance plan, what I'm leaving behind. But the reality of the situation is you need to have an inheritance plan your entire lifetime here, because if you unfortunately pass away at an early age and you haven't had your inheritance plan, now your inheritance plan at an early age will probably include some life insurance, your will, you know, your living will and all that stuff. And that's got to be in place too, because none of us are getting out of here alive. All right. It just doesn't happen. But nobody's birth certificate has an expiration date on it. So we don't know when it's happening. So you need to, once you're an adult, you need to make sure that you have an inheritance plan, you know, set up to protect your family and protect your assets. Yeah. It's really important.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, that's an important part of planning, Doug.
Right. But I think one of the things that gets lost, and we're guilty of it, is a lot of times when we come on the show and we talk about inheritance planning, we talk about late in life inheritance planning. Like, right. You know, like, yeah. Okay, I'm living a normal life expectancy and then I'm going to leave stuff behind. But inheritance planning is really important for the people to have in place in case they don't live for a normal life expectancy.
You know, it's another thing, Doug, and this is kind of like bittersweet, you know, and a lot of our clients and somebody will pass away, and obviously that's, you know, very, very tough for us, you know, very bitter work for somebody so long. But when they have a plan in place, an inheritance plan in place, and you see everything flow over and the numbers that flow over, and it's almost like a success.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you can use that word at the time, somebody passed away, but it's a financial success going on to your loved ones. And that's what people want, right? I mean, you know, like, you know, man on the street, do you want to leave your family in a disaster when you pass away?
Right.
Of course not. But it's always nice when you see such a success story of the inheritance planning.
Well, and you know, Mike, it's, you know, it's interesting because we've had, you know, a lot of people pass away this year, and we've had some really good plans in place for people who have followed the recommendations and done it, and things have gone smoothly. And then some people who kind of resisted it or didn't want to deal with it, and when they passed away, it wasn't as smooth. So, you know, It really happens out there. So we got to hop to a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about our upcoming event, because I'm really excited about it. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation. separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Well, it's been a long time since we've had the opportunity to come out and see you all in person, and we are thrilled to announce that we are hosting a dinner and you are invited. On Wednesday, October 26th, we will be hosting a dinner presentation where we will discuss savvy IRA planning. Most people have IRAs or some sort of retirement plan. We will discuss some ideas on how to try and maximize assets and minimize taxation, how and when to take distributions, and making sure you have beneficiaries set up properly. We will discuss ideas related to the taxation of these accounts as well. So come out on October 26th at 6 o'clock to Aqualoo Restaurant in Toms River. Enjoy some good food and discussion. We really have missed being able to come out and seeing you, and we hope that you come out and join us. We will do our best to give you easy to understand information that you may be able to implement immediately. You'll also receive a copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning as a gift from us to you. So call now to 855-262-3722. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Call 855-262-3722 to join us on Wednesday, October 26th at Aqualoo Restaurant in Toms River. Again, the number is 855-262-3722. Call now. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, just one thing before, I just want to remind people about making sure that they're checking their interest rates that they have on their accounts at their, you know, at their banks and places like that, because I find that the banks haven't raised their interest rates as much as I would have hoped by now.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, if you have money sitting in the bank and you're looking for other opportunities for those funds and something that, you know, doesn't have market exposure and, you know, gets you a stated interest rate or something like that, you know, please, you know, reach out to us and let us, you know, talk to you about a couple of different ideas that that are out there. Excuse me, because there certainly are, you know, different places where you can explore and see to get, you know, a fixed interest rate that may be better than what the bank is currently offering.
Yeah, the interest income game is back in play, if you will. And as we've said on numerous other shows, for years there was just nothing to be had. And people
right.
say to me about, well, it's safe. You know, I used to say it's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now now's the time to, you can look around, like you said, without taking on market risk. There's possibilities out there.
There are. So wanted to let you guys know to reach out to us and to, you know, to consider doing that. Now, we've got a dinner coming up on October 26th. We're very excited about it. We know that we've talked about it a bit here and we've run spots on it because we want you to come out. I mean, it's been doing the dinners and going out and doing the presentations is one of the things that Mike and I enjoy the most about this. And we have been chomping at the bit since the beginning of COVID to get back out there again and see everybody. And here we are, Mike. We're doing it, my man.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's like we always say, Doug, it's a great night. The Aqualoo is fantastic. The food is still, you know, fantastic. The content we talk about, it's educational. It's not overwhelming. It's a relaxed night. Ask questions. There aren't any bad questions. Any, you know, stupid mm-hmm. questions, as people always say. I'm gonna ask you a stupid question. No, that doesn't exist. People get to meet each other and chat with each other. And another big thing, Doug, is a lot of, you know, how many people have come to our dinners in past years and said, I've been listening forever and I finally get an opportunity to meet you.
Right.
So come on out and say hello.
Absolutely. And I want to let you guys know something as well. And you know, I wish you could have somebody who's been to the previous dinners call in and say, you know, they're not kidding here.
Yeah.
We're not trying to sell you anything, yeah. you know, out at the dinner. If we give you some education and we teach you something and after that you say, hey, you want to know something? Maybe I'd like to sit down with these guys. Of course, we'd be happy to do that with you. But we're not trying to sell you anything. We're not. It's not That's not how we operate out there. Our whole philosophy in doing business is that we feel as though if we teach you enough stuff, we show you what we're capable of, when you're ready, you will reach out to us to do business with us. Sure. And that's how we've always done it, and that's exactly how it happens.
Yeah, and, you know, educate and motivate. And our dinners are really, Doug, as we always say, it's like it's more of this, but we're out on the road doing it live that night. And, you know, it's so we treat it the same way. And if you think this is a very casual, laid back conversation, that's what you're getting at the dinner. It's that simple. There's nothing overwhelming.
There's not anything overwhelming. So we really hope that you do come out and join us and remind you again that if you are going to come out to the dinner, you do need to make a reservation, okay? Because seating is limited. We're not going to pack as many people as we possibly can into that room, you know, out of respect for everybody still. But we want you to, you know, come on out and enjoy the evening with us. It's going to start at 6 o'clock, and it's a Wednesday evening. You know, we're not going to keep you there all night. You'll be out of there, you know, mm-hmm. before 8 o'clock, more than likely. And, you know, it's just a good time.
Yeah, sure.
So please, you know, take advantage of that and pick up the phone and give a call and sign up for it. So, Mike, is there anything else that you want to add into the show here this week?
No, I just want to end it the way we began it. And I think, folks, a lot going on out there in our big economic world, but let's focus on you. What needs to be done between now and December 31st? You know, I think for all the reasons we said earlier, and I think have that conversation with yourself and ask yourself some of those questions. And that's how I want to end it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible out at the dinner on October 26th. We'll be back again next week. Until then, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
Well, it's been a long time since we've had the opportunity to come out and see you all in person, and we are thrilled to announce that we are hosting a dinner and you are invited. On Wednesday, October 26th, we will be hosting a dinner presentation where we will discuss savvy IRA planning. Most people have IRAs or some sort of retirement plan. We will discuss some ideas on how to try and maximize assets and minimize taxation, how and when to take distributions and making sure you have beneficiaries set up properly. We will discuss ideas related to the taxation of these accounts as well. So come out on October 26th at 6 o'clock to Aqualoo Restaurant in Toms River. Enjoy some good food and discussion. We really have missed being able to come out and seeing you, and we hope that you come out and join us. We will do our best to give you easy to understand information that you may be able to implement immediately. You'll also receive a copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning as a gift from us to you. So call now to 855-262-3722. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Call 855-262-3722. 3722 to join us on Wednesday, October 26th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Again, the number is 855-262-3722. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.